With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. When the 1985 Pulitzer Prizes were announced, Alison Lurie, author of Foreign Affairs, won the prestigious award for fiction. Lurie, who also wrote The War Between the Tates, was born in Chicago, raised in White Plains, New York.
I was a small, skinny, plain child, very poor at games, and therefore I became a great reader.
Her mother encouraged her to write stories and poems.
I didn't think at the time that I was all that different from other children, but I went on with it, whereas other children perhaps stopped.
After an unhappy adolescence and a happy 4 years at Radcliffe, Lurie went to New York to work for a publisher. Then she followed her husband to a variety of teaching posts before settling down at Cornell.
I wrote two novels I couldn't publish, and so I had about 10 years when I was having babies and not getting published. Then I was lucky again, and I wrote a third novel, and it was published. That was Love and Friendship.
That novel did especially well in England.
For a while, I was much better known in England than I was here.
Alison Lurie sets her novel Foreign Affairs in London, where she has been a frequent visitor.
There have been moments when I thought, what am I doing here? Why did I come to this cold, wet place? And there have been moments when I thought it was absolutely the most wonderful spot on earth.
In Foreign Affairs, a spinsterish teacher of children's literature goes to the British capital on a research project and winds up having an improbable affair. Like her heroine, is Lurie a kleptomaniac?
No. If I were a kleptomaniac, I would conceal it. I mean, any crime I may have committed will not appear in my fiction.
Alison Lurie, winner of the 1985 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, with Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. There must have been a lot of celebrating at Cornell University when it was announced that Alison Lurie won the 1985 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. Lurie was cited for her novel, Foreign Affairs. Lurie writes 8 months of the year now that she's on a half-time teaching schedule.
All I really need is a room with a door that shuts and a typewriter and a phone that can be disconnected.
Alison Lurie has an unusual policy for a writer. She'll never accept an advance payment from a publisher.
If you accept an advance for a book, then the hot breath of the publisher will be felt upon your neck.
And Alison Lurie does not like to be rushed. She refuses to permit her creative writing students to pick apart each other's work.
Remarks like, "That story is stupid, and I was bored, and I hate that kind of thing," are outlawed, and I tell them at the first class that anyone who makes these remarks will automatically receive the grade of C-.
Alison Lurie has found that her students, once far to the left, have become increasingly conservative.
I am now the aging bohemian radical in my classes, and I have to encourage my students to take risks, not to accept everything they hear in class, to consider that there might be something to do with their lives after they graduate than choosing between business school and law school.
There are two dominant themes in Lurie's novel, Foreign Affairs, which is set in England.
One way people can change and grow is to move from the world they're familiar with into a strange world.
And that life is not over at the age of 50.
People can still be surprised, can still be excited, can still change and have experiences that they never imagined.
Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Alison Lurie with Bookbeat. I'm Don Swaim.